Okay, so we're holding Resh Ayin Zayin. We did Sif Gimel. We started Sif Gimel. We did not complete even the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah of Sif Gimel. We didn't have Mishnah Berurah on it yet either. Let's just finish off the Ramah. So if we said the case that if the person puts the nair on the table, midas, so then it becomes a bosses, so you can't shake off the nair because the table itself is a bosses. So it's a, what is a bosses? So the in the parentheses, the Pirish says, Pirish, what does bosses mean? It's something which supports something else. It's a base. Targum the es kanoi. So the word for kanoi was like the foundation. Yos besise. This is a bosses for davar asur.
Kior labor.
Now, hagor. And we call mokim mutter liga batavo, however, animal tatal near. But touching the table is mutter because the table doesn't move. Neither does the nair move. So there's no, the isser of muks is not touching. This muks is moving. Some things the nature of is that even a light touch moves it, so that's a problem. But many things a light touch will not move it. So there's not it's muksa, you're not a touch muksa. There's no such isser that you're not allowed to touch muksa. The issue is you may not move muksa. Well, then shemuta liga be menorah shabes kinesis and eris dokas alav luvad shel yenaneya. The same thing if you touch an actual the lamp, the menorah that they had in the base of kinesis, there was a multi and it was like a lamp with multiple wicks in it. As long as you touch it gently to the point that it's not going to move, so the fact that you touch it is not a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah will say if it's hanging, it's like a hanging chandelier type of thing, we assume it's going to move even with the light touch. If it's attached to something, so we assume in general it's not going to move unless a person would push it hard. Okay, we have a lot of Mishnah Berurah over here to do. Mishnah Berurah is starting from Sifkat and Yud Beis. So we start on the case where he did not put the nair intentionally, he forgot it there. So the nair is sitting on the table when Shabbos commences, but that had not been his real intention to do that. He had planned to move it. Shachach nair, mivoyoyim, shlomidas, he forgot it there from before Shabbos. Even if he put it there intentionally, he put it on the table intentionally, he had planned to move it before Shabbos. So he put it on the table with intention to, before Shabbos, move it somewhere else. And then he forgot. Then he ended up forgetting and leaving it there. So he put it there intentionally, but he had no intention to leave it there on Shabbos. That's not called a bosses either. So who gam came across shurkeh? That's also called he forgot, which means that the table in that situation does not become a bosses, a support for the nair. It only becomes a bosses, a support for the nair because the person's decision to designate it as such. He wants it to be there at the beginning of Shabbos, and over here the person does not want it to be there at the beginning of Shabbos. Okay, so he forgot the nair al tavla. So they had it on like a small table. We have a larger table, but it's the same idea. So on Shabbos, Menayer is a tavla who neifel. Now the Shulchan Aruch qualified it and said, if it's an oil lamp, you can't shake it off because you're causing the movement of the oil forwards and backwards, or closer to the wick and further from the wick. The Talmud case where it wasn't an oil lamp, it was and this usage over here is referring to something which was like a candle, etc. So menayer is a tabla, you can shake it off because it's circle tabla when you need to use the tabla, when you need to use the table. It might go out when he rolls it off the table. It's not for sure. So it's mutter, The Kabbal on Dabar Shadim is Kabbal. He has no intention to put the Nair out. So he's not being Mechavim for that purpose. His Kabbalah is to move the Nair. So, and it's not a Psik Reisha. It's not definite that it's going to happen. So that's Mutter.
I understand the physical setup here. What exactly are you talking about?
I have no idea.
What kind of Nair is this?
I have no idea. It was a low table. It wasn't an oil in there like Mr. Brewer, like the Shulchan Aruch says in a second. It was some type of a candle, and you would roll it off onto the ground. You would sort of tilt it off. Let's say it's on a wide candle base. You would sort of tilt it off onto the ground. It's not going to go out.
If it doesn't go out,
it
sets the house on fire.
What?
If it doesn't go out, it sets something on fire. I understand. What's
it?
Is it going to fall on the floor?
No. So imagine you had something like this, right? And a very low table. So you tilt it, and it sort of shifts off. He was planning to have it stand there. It wasn't like it would fall over to the side. And it could, you know. So if you do it gently, if it falls over, so it goes out. So it's not considered. If it stands, it's not catching anything. If it falls over, it goes out. So your house is safe.
Saying there's no sign that it falls over and it lights on fire?
Yeah, the ground floors. I mean, it's very hard to burn dirt.
Today,
there's a lot of fire. I practically nowadays, we very rarely that this would apply, yeah.
Because of the candlesticks?
The candles, you know, the whole thing, it's a whole different... Our houses are much more flammable in some sense. You know, the wooden floor, ground floor, dirt floors are much less flammable than wooden floors. You know, I wouldn't be doing this onto my wooden floor. Chemel Zav Shem Niskab and Mutter. Because we're Davkim Humanar Benachas. I know Shemata Tablo. He gently tilts it. Marita Loritz. He picks up the tablet, brings it down close to the ground, and then he tilts it gently. So the TV dinner trays, right? So as the tray comes off. So if you tilt it off from up here, it's going to go out. You pick the whole thing up and move it gently down towards the ground. Then you tilt it a little bit. It's not body; it's going to go out. Ramah said, "Do it ayir eni huri." Now, the mishmaru va'oz, I feel ayir b'neir shel shem and eshori. Once it's any goy's doing it, it's not only mutter by a case of a candle; it's mutter even a case of a oil lamp. Oil lamp. We said it's a psikresha that he's going to move the oil either closer to the wick or further from the wick, and he's going to either increase the flame, which is havora, or by moving the oil further from the wick, he's going to take the oil away from the wick, and that's a diminish the flame. And that's kibui. But ayinay akum, it's mutter. The malkum shem is kavin. Sure, ayinay eni hudi. I feel the hoopsik ratio. When you do it through an akum, sik ratio is mutter. Mashem real day main. If you don't have a goy available, you can do it ayirei katan. The mile of katan above and beyond the fact that he is not chayav mitzvahs. Right? If this over here is a kavana issue, katan doesn't have kavana, so we can take the kavana away out of the picture. Okay, it has to be in there of shavu.
It is a katan yigila chinuch. Any katan?
Yeah, it means any. I mean, preferably it's a younger katan, but it's lot, even a yigila chinuch maker then would be better. We're arguing it's not a psik reisha. It's not a psik reisha, so.
You can't do it as long as the kids do it.
Once the only problem is psik reisha, so there's two ways to understand the logic why Psik Reisha, Shimon is one of the Psik Reisha. One of them is because when a person does A, being aware that B is inevitable to happen, so he's aware of B. If he's aware of B, he's doing it anyway, it means he made a decision. He made a decision, means he wants it. That's called Kavana. That's one way to understand it. Rav Chanan brings a different shot that it's more, it's a lamed shechichul Torah. That I mean, the person will be mechaber for A. B is inevitable. So therefore, halacha says that therefore A and B are synonymous. So we say to the person, listen, you're not thinking at all about the other issue. But I don't care. Because since halacha says that A and B are the same thing, and you're thinking about A, it's clear you're thinking about B. So that's why psik reisha becomes a problem. Tavashen miskabed is mutter. Psik reisha is a problem. By katan, you almost have a din of the Tavashen miskabed automatically. So even though there's dinei chinuch, right? But chinuch is when he's doing something which, when he does it, it's kilo adults doing it in a different way, so then we don't judge it as if it's a psik reisha. We judge it as if it's not a psik reisha. That's, I think, the limits of kafka. You making sense?
Yeah, I'm just asking hashgafti more or less, like what type of tata can't do it because, but you do it. You knock the head down.
Yes, you have to explain it to the kid. Mitzav the dinei chinuch. Now, the dinei chinuch is not on the same way l'chumra, right? I say that dinei mitzvah, the mitzvah's chinuch, is mechayev me that I have to give the child a kosher esrig. It's not just, well, train him, the idea that you have to take something in your hand and shake it. It has to be a kosher esrig and a kosher luluv, etc. So that's when it comes to chinuch. And that, so who adin when I said there's a chiyuv between mechanuch and averus, when he's doing an avera in a way which, by definition, he can't be an avera for him, that's not chinuch. I understand. We're discussing good ideas, not good ideas, etc. But that's a different question. But mitzad, the mitzvah of chinuch, there's no yischayvus of chinuch in that situation. So you're asking me a shkabel question, I'm giving you a halachic answer.
Yeah.
So I told you, halachically, it's not a good idea. Okay. But if it shouldn't be shaman, or the case was that there was no shaman anymore. Eventually what happens is the oil runs out, but there's a certain amount of oil left in the wick. That's not going to be affected by the movement of the lamp. But in a case where it has shemen in it, yeah, sure, it's impossible that it's not going to either pull the oil away or bring it closer. Okay, but dafke menir hupsik reisha. So shaking it off, tilting it off, that's called a psik reisha when it comes to oil. Or tilt the ba'alma as a tablet, or yashukhan, mokhla mokhim, sure, I feel the munich alob shnir shemen, the psik reisha of dafke metalto menadim. Moving a table gently, not quickly, in haste, moving this tablo gently, that alone is not a psik reisha that he's going to do anything. But near, which is a more vigorous action, he's shaking it off, so that's like he's moving it up and down, whatever, that's what you're doing, you tilt something off. So that already is going to definitely move the oil. And a person would move quickly, that will also definitely move the oil. It does. Now, if you put it on the tavla intentionally, then it becomes a basis of davar aser. There's a machlokes in the definition later on in Simon Shintes, what is called das, midas. You mean in dafka sheinichu al das yisham kol haShabbos? I feel rock with kisasa luchud. Does das mean when he put it there before Shabbos, he intended to leave it there the whole Shabbos, or he intended to leave it there during Benish Moshes? It's a two opinions. Apparently, this is a common issue that they would light the neiros on the table. But daitenu litla the mocher ayirenu and Yehudi. This has become the standard approach that you move it ayirakum, which you're saying that amir laakum on a tilta mux is not a problem, and we plan to do that. We intend to do that. Okay. But I'll say Yeshar b'mekilim sham ain dinuk maniach. See, if you say that the only definition of something is called maniach, if a person puts it there with that, leave it there the whole 24 hours. Since we plan to move it ayirei akum the next day, so we don't. It's not going to be the whole 24 hours. So it never becomes a buses. When that says the shulchan mapa buses leiser, therefore we don't say the table and the tablecloth become a buses. Fine. Because of that, the novel near shall shai v'chelev al shulchan. If it fell onto the table, ain a Yehudi or katan mezum lefanav. He doesn't have a goy or a child available quickly. Shori lenayr be'atzma. He's allowed to shake it off himself. The malkim said of samchina lamekilam anad lo mikrim niach kiman shal hayadaita l'salak macher. So, regardless of the muksa issue, we're makel. Right. Munach l'shulchan ben hashmashas gam kikaris v'shar dvarim shesarach l'shabbos. If there are other items on the table as well, the time when Shabbos started, pshita dehem chashuvim yosim in a ner. They have a value more than the ner. Tahanu mina shel heves a ner hadolekes, because the value so Mishavur is presuming the following rule that in case so I make something of bosses. So I put my book down on the table. So I said the purpose of the book is to support the table. Right now the table is functioning as a way to take care and hold the book. So I made the table a bosses for the book. Fine. So now I make it a bosses for my hammer. I put the hammer on the table. So, you know, I would love to have a hammer here. This whole Shabbos. It's not a shulchan. I'm a dafka. Like, you know, that's what I do. I want everybody to know that's what I do. Last name is Hammer or whatever. Okay. All right. So I'm a maniach. But come on. Now, there's two things on the table. There's also other things on the table. So how do you decide what the table is there to support all of them? So it's not miyukadafka for muksa. So how can you go muksa? So the answer is depends what's more valuable. If the muksa item is more valuable than the non-muksa item, for now we'll leave it, we'll qualify that more. So it becomes bosses to the davar also. That's the main thing is there to support. If it's vice versa, so then it's the opposite.
What's the status of the table?
What? It doesn't help. Because once you put it on the table, you decide that the table's function right now is to support the muksa. So you made the table secondary to the muksa. So the value of the table would not take away the dinner buses.
But if the table is... It doesn't matter that the table's more valuable to me than the hammer?
No. Because right now you decided that you're using the table to support the hammer.
But why does that mean that the table's less valuable to me?
I didn't say less valuable. It's not a question of valuable. I made it secondary. I made it. Its function right now is to support the hammer. So that's. But my table's function is to support two things. So which one is it there to support more, primarily? So I say, well, the one is more valuable. That's what is there more to support. It's there for that purpose more. So. So I have my loaves on the table. Fine. Or shard the worm to circle the Shabbos. He had all the things which are there with the circle the Shabbos. So pshit the shem chizim yosim in a ner. Tanim el shal hebes ha ner deleka. So why is it more valuable? So Mishabura catches a little bit over. He says, because the primary muksa over here is not the lamp, It's not the candle, it's the actual thing which is burning. That's the primary mukhsa that we're dealing with. How valuable is a flame? It's nothing. It's no mamashas to it. So the shalhebis itself, it doesn't have too much value. That being said, and therefore not supposed to the gabay, but supposed to the kikr, so if you have both heter and isser on the table, and the heter is more valuable, so the table becomes a bosses for the heter. So now the table is not a problem of muksa. The table is not muksa. Well, you can do near afterwards. Okay. Now, there is a discussion that, you know, and the logic over here is that a bus becomes, it loses its own kashivas and becomes there to take care of something. We'll see later on that the bus can actually be, doesn't have to be physically on it. It can be support, just as long as it's supporting it. It can be above it. If I have something hanging, I have a nair hanging from a chain, the chain is a bus to the nair. That's what's supporting the nair. Right, so it's above it. So it doesn't necessarily be below it. Just means that's what's giving it support. But the lamas is because since it's there to support, it becomes a tuffle to the what it's supporting. So based on that logic, on Shabbos, I have many valuable items, but I have no use for them on Shabbos. But the kikr is something that's very important because I want to eat my suda. So the kikr right now is more primary to me than these other items, even though and financially they're much more valuable. So the mishabura, he lumps together kikr is shetzorach l'shabbos. So the kuda is because of the need, the Shabbos need. So now it's an interesting question. So you're contrasting. It's not a question of value, of dollars and cents. It's a question of which one is a more primary Shabbos need. Well, I have the Nair, which is a chiyuv of Nair on Shabbos, and I have the Kikr, which is a chiyuv of Surah on Shabbos. And now I have to pass on the Shaila. Well, the luck is, if you have Nair overrides Kikr, but only if you have something. If you have nothing at all, you have no food at all, it's better you should eat food in dark and have no Nair than not have food. So Kikr is more valuable in a luck than Nair. So the kud is not because it's a shalhevis. It could be the most valuable kind of, you know, item in the world, but the law is that the kikr is more tzarech Shabbos than the nair. So it's a little funny, the Mishnah Berurah.
We only have enough money for one.
Yeah. What? So that's the law, that if we're down to the minimal need of lechem, that takes precedence over nair. So that's one kikr. Not even lechem mishnah. One kikr. Anything beyond that, nair takes precedence. But it means that Chazal gave a chashivas to the chiyuv of suda than more than the chiyuv of nair. So I have the bread, which is the chiyuv of suda, and the nair. The bread is more valuable. So it's not because the shalhevis is not really so valuable. I don't know. The Chazanish says that it's totally in the level of significance of Shabbos usage. That's how you decide it. So it comes out in many cases that almost by definition, a bus is the dover het to the dover yisur. It's going to be a bus is the heter. Because the heter I can use in Shabbos, the yisur I can't use in Shabbos. So the heter by definition is more valuable to me on Shabbos, right? So the person is a photographer and he has this, you know, $3,000 camera, can't do anything on a job, right? And he has his kicker, and he has a kicker on the table and the camera on the table. So, well, the kicker is more valuable. Yes, it is, because on a job you can't do anything with the camera. Now let's say, so there's a chiyuv of nir, so the table's not a bus. So that's not the problem with the table. The problem is, even beyond the din of buses, there's a chiyuv to remove the muksa if you want to move the table, want to use it for something. So, but the Chazal gave us a kula. They said that even though I'm a kibum near, if shaking it off over here is going to cause a loss, I can pick it up with the muksa, move it somewhere else, and shake it off over there. So the Hano Shiyaf said, "It's a double yinei hapolus and erev hamakom." There would be some type of loss if he shakes it off over here. Rishon tatal shulchan mamakom acher lenar risham. You allowed to move the whole table somewhere else and then shake it off over there. We'll see later on. Like this is the issue of finding your wallet in your pocket Friday night. So you do near. The vault is, it's not a boss, it's because you didn't really intend to leave it there for Shabbos. You plan to take it out before Shabbos, and you forgot. So you're a shalchach. So the pocket is not a boss. But it's still a chiyuv of near. You have to shake it out of your pocket. You can't walk around carrying muksa on Shabbos. But it's a hefset to shake it out over here in the middle of the shul. I'd rather go to some quiet corner and shake it out over there. So that's because I'll let you do that.
What? You call it the
hefset?
Because
the hefset? Because
the hefset.
Yeah.
Isn't it once you have the muksa in your hand, you can move wherever you want?
We'll see later on when we get to those muksa. That's true by klisha malato the iser, which you picked up the circle of the sermon government. That's for sure true.
So it wouldn't apply to a wallet?
But even that's only klisha malato the iser, which you picked up the circle of the sermon government, which was mutter. So I left the hammer on the chair before Shabbos. I was building my sukkah, left the hammer there. I forgot about it. So I come in Shabbos, like, well, I need that spot. I need the chair. And the hammer's there. So klisha malato the iser, hammer, tzarech makayma, I need the spot. I pick up the hammer. It's in my hand, behetter. Move it wherever you want. Right? Let's say even klisha malato the iser, but it wasn't the circle of tzarech makayma. Right? So it's not mutter to pick it up. Well, I picked up anyway. So, oh, it's with your hand. Do whatever you want with it. Gross is no way. Drop it.
Put it somewhere?
What? Because of Pseudo. Well, see, this case is not exactly the same. This case over here, it's tiltum in itzad. It's not direct tiltum. Over there, it's direct tiltum. I have it in my hand. Over here, I'm carrying it through on my garment, through the towel. I'm carrying the towel, which is carrying the item. So tiltum in itzad, the tzarech davar ha'oser is oser, but that much they were makel. Since my real goal is to get my table and make my table usable, but shaking it off over here is going to cause a loss. He said, you know what, we'll give you a leniency. The real goal over here is to use the table. But we're not machayev you to take a loss, so take it with the wallet to somewhere else and shake it out over there. I mean, it's really not fair because Mishnah Berurah is going through all the Hilchos Muksa in one sif. You know, a large part of the rules of Hilchos Muksa. I need a spot, so shaking the nair off onto from the tab onto the floor, now I can't use the spot. So that's also a heter. I can't do nair over here because I need the spot. So that's also going to be mutter. So the table's not a boss because the lechem is there. Elamai, what? There's a lachah that I need to do near. So do near. Do it here. I can't do it here. I can't do it here because I need the spot. So do it somewhere else.
Why is he moving the nair?
Because he needs a table.
The table is very small.
You ever eaten a TV dinner tray? No, you never saw it, probably. You know what I'm talking about?
Not yay big.
Right. That's why women put the bread there before they light the neiris. So I need to move the table. So the table's a boss. They can't move the table. So if I put the lechem there before I light the neiris. Then you can the kudus do that before the nair. You can do the kudus before Ben Shmosha starts. So she might correctly put it there right afterwards also, but just put it there beforehand. Rakim im haner hu shel shemen. But if it's an oil lamp, so then I'm moving it with that. But Yizor Ma'oid, the Talthal Shulchan Benachas, Kseish Lo Yabal Karim Hashem and the Psilo and the Rachik. And that's what the Ramah said, you know, it's a better idea to have the guy do it. Ryan Prima got him, it's Shemitzad Loimer, the Lacher Shekabu Haneris. If it's in there, which is made out of cheres, if I tilt it off, it's going to break. I'm not mechuyev to tilt it off over here. I can go find some other place to tilt it off where it's more safe, etc. Or whatever. But the neiris are out. There's no problem. There's no problem with the neir issue. The fire issue, the only problem is it's muksa. And what are you stopping around for? Just shake it off. Then the seminar should basically Knesset, you're allowed to touch it.
You wouldn't be allowed to move it if you shake it off. But didn't we just say the reason you'd be able to move it were because...
Unless you need the spot.
You need the spot.
Right, yeah. So usually an unlit nair doesn't really share the spot so much. A lit nair is much more challenging. Okay. All right, I can put my table right above where I can shake it off and then move it, you know, where I'm moving there, I can put it on top of it. You know, if it's lit, it's more difficult. But theoretically, it would be a case where I need the spot, and this is going to, in some way, encumber the spot and make it not usable, so it'd be more to, you know. But every time it says, that's only heter to touch it if it's riveted down, it's attached. I mean, he told you the case where it's hanging. Phil Ligabar's also even touching it is Musa because we Shabakal, you know, we assume even gently, it's even a gentle touch moves since it's suspended. Phil Kishabar Kavu and Aris, even though the Naris are out, so the issue is not, you know, the Shaman issue, the issue is it's Muksa, you're moving Muksa. Kemash and Magan Ramle, Simon Sharis, Makhay, became in Mitaz, Sivkat and Vav, became Masham, the Mordecai, the Marabi Kabuah, Bain Mashik, Sabin, Lebbi Ralacha, Bishem, or Zeruah. Okay, let's see, what do we want to do over here? Anything over here, let's see. You put it on the tree and it'll light, it'll burn there on Shabbos. Now, it's not talking about a candle, which is to burn down and light your tree. It's talking about a lamp. This is an oil lamp, so it's not going to burn down your tree. So we said before, you're not allowed to hang things on. Did we say before? We discussed this before. I don't remember. You can't. Yeah, we did. You can't hang things on a tree because that's a form of taking something off of a tree on Shabbos is a form of using mechuber. That's a halachic rule. So putting something on a tree, take something off of the tree, is called mishtamish mechuber, which is al aser. But in there, you're not going to take it off on Shabbos. Because it's muksa, so you can hang it there before Shabbos. Our aim and ichen there shall yomtiv al gabi ilan the shakel manachleim and some mishdamish bilan. But on yomtiv where the nair is not muksa because you can move a nair on yomtiv. So now the problem is all the way around. Now it goes back to the hanging something on the tree from before Shabbos, which you might take off on Shabbos, is osur. So same thing with yomtiv. Hanging something on the tree before Yom Tov, which you might take off on Yom Tov, because also don't put it in the Chachila, because you might end up being Mishtamish B'ilon on the Yom Tov. Kaf. The Mechush, the Kaimel on the Nair, Shalikaba Yisra Shabbos, is also the Taltala. Even though now the Nair is out, but since it was lit at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains Muksa. Feel like a Shakaba, Kilakaba Mesimon Shain Tess. Ava Emanich, and Rasulam, a feel of Lanicha Mir of Yamtiv, Kilakaba Mesimon Tavka Fudal Sifa. Hey, Kaara Mutter Lakabis, Kaara Gabi Haner Meshabis, Kadesh Lagerkas Haner Haur Bakara. So you do not want the fire to catch on a beam which is above. So you're putting some type of a kli over the nair, not putting it out, but it's going to block that the fire shouldn't reach the beam which is above and prevent it from catching on fire. So that's mutter. Well, let's hold it here.